Log Talk Radio.
Introduction of Rhinology and how it came about, and then we'll just go into the good stuff. So Rhinology started by just my experiences of starting a new business. Entrepreneurship is not an easy thing. We have to go through so many steps, and for me personally, I had to learn the hard way. You realize that if you want to start as an entrepreneur, you only have like about $2. I'm just telling you guys the truth. You only get like about $2 to your name, but you got this big vision. And as you go through, you're just looking into different things, and you end up spending just so much money. Everybody are experts. You don't know where to go. And then from there, I just had the passion to be able to just help people start their small businesses, their nonprofits, their careers. And here we are. Grindology. So I'm just so excited about everything that's starting. I'm just so excited to be able to help everybody with their visions and to be able to provide information by having experts like the expert I have here today, Ms. Yana Banks, and then also just more to come, everybody. So what we're going to do is I'm going to just take a quick break, and then we're going to start getting into the whole thing with Yana Banks, the Why Be Bothered movement. This lady right here, she's a true boss. And I just want everybody to know that. She has been my inspiration, my coach, my call me at 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock in the morning and say, okay, let's make this happen. So let's just stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What's your angle? What's your angle? What's your angle? What's your angle? I'm grinding.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for just holding on for us while we do that break. I am so excited, guys. I'm, like, so turned right now that we have our very own Yana Banks. Yana Banks, say hi to your peeps. Yeah, like, this is a boss right here, and one of the reasons why I asked her, like, didn't I just, like, I told you this, like, a year ago, like, I was like, look, Yana, when, you know, everything starts to kick off, and we start to, you know, get to this next level, I'm going to have to interview you, because me and Yana, we did, like, several projects together, and when I tell you that she's a real boss. Everybody who knows Yana Banks, everybody on her page, and everybody knows she's a real boss. She cuts straight to the chase, and she lets you know what works and what doesn't work. So one of the things that I love about her personality in terms of being a coach is that she does not allow you to accept failure. She does not allow you to throw a pity party or just, you know, whine about what you're trying to do and why it's not working. She's going to give you the strategy. So that's why we call her the True Joy Strategist. That's why we call her Yana Coach Yana B, because she's just that type of person. So I wanted to take this time to actually, you know, get to engage with Yana, talk about the True Joy brand, and also to be able to communicate more about her new venture, the Girl Why Be Bothered. If you can't see it on the t-shirt, y'all see it, you see it, then you see it. Okay. Why Be Bothered. And it's a movement. And once she told me about it, I was just so, like, excited about it. Because if anybody knows, when Yana starts birthing stuff, that's when we got the roll. So, Yana, let's talk a little bit.
Okay.
Let's start off by talking about the True Joy experience. I mean, that was one of the major projects that actually was, I mean, it's been birthed, but what made you do the True Joy experience? What made that whole thing come about?
Well, the experience came from the multiple names and the things that I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to figure it out. So yes, True Joy was rebirthed right after the passing of my mom. So it started out as True Joy Travel because I was doing travel before. But then this time when I went back to do travel, it was like, let's come up with a better name, because the name I had before, it was just whatever.
Yeah.
So it was like, maybe I should create a name in case we go broad or something like that. So that's what I had. And it started out as True Joy Travel. Then it went from True Joy Travel to True Joy Events, because I host events.
Banging events, guys, too. Let me cut off right there. When I say that anybody who has went in and actually experienced any True Joy events with Yana Banks, you know that she puts on a really good event. And when you travel with her, you're going to have fun.
Thanks. I really appreciate that. So it was the True Joy event, because at one point I was hosting Sunday Day parties. And I started that maybe, I think it's been like 6 years ago that I did that. So after True Joy event, I launched the True Joy Lux experience. So everything about True Joy was luxurious. So I started hashtagging True Joy Lux. But then when I decided to touch in the credit field, I created True Joy Credit Solutions.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was, I got two websites. It was driving me nuts. And I'm like, I got two sites. You know, how am I going to combine all this together? Let me restructure this. I need to rebrand it.
So, I remember that call.
So I reached out to Miss Lynette Brandology, and I'm like, look, I got to make this work. I can't work with two websites.
She sure did.
This is too much. I need to make this real simple. And I'm like, she's like, well, everything about you is an experience.
Yes.
Boom, True Joy experience. That's what it is. We're going to drop the E to make it look different. Now, what we need to do. So I'm like, just keep it simple. I need to make it simple. I just need to make this website simple.
And that's how she rolls. Like, you know, Yana Banks, she does, like, a lot. Like, she has a big vision, but then she wants to keep it simple. she loves the simplicity of it. It has to be clean and tight. So when, like, you know, we talked about it, it's one thing, and this is like a testimony to everyone who's an entrepreneur who wants to start up a business. Like, when you start at one particular level, you will not end at the same level that you start.
No.
You will start off by birthing one particular vision, and then you will turn around, and from there, it's multiple entities that birth out of that one particular vision. And that's really what it was. Like, with Yana, it's like everybody watches her particular life. Like, when she travels, when she, you know, when she went into her strong health, when I say a strong health kick, everybody, strong health kick, start getting on that cycle, and we sitting there like, oh my God, Yana is just, you know, she's busting out. And then from there, just really her life became the brand. And I think that, you know, it speaks numbers. It really does. It speaks numbers about, you know, where you're going and how your life as an entrepreneur, you are the brand. You know, what you do, your work, people are constantly watching. People are constantly looking and trying to gain energy from you. And that's why I call her Coach Yana B, because she is the one that actually goes out and engages with, like, the up-and-coming entrepreneurs. Yana Bank is the one that will go and spend that $5,000 to go see, you know, Tony Robbins, just so she can get inspired so that she can be able to make the moves that she does. So that is just excellent, excellent. But that's where it was birthed. And one of the things that really drew me to her vision was that she started traveling as a little girl with her mom. You know, and as she started traveling as a little girl with her mom, you know, this was what was birthed into her and planted into her by her mom. And then when her mom passed, she took that vision and ran with it. So it was just like, you have to be able to see the purpose, because everybody sees the outside.
Right.
But nobody really sees the trials and the processes that it takes for you to get to where you go. Those late nights that you're up, that frustration, because not only are you trying to travel and make your revenue from traveling, but you're also trying to start a website. You're also trying to do marketing. You're also trying to speak at events and host vision board parties and all those particular things, speaking to the youth. So with that, I mean, it's just a true testimony about, you know, well, True Joy Experience, where it is now. And if you want to go visit her website, you can. How do they visit your website, Yana?
It would be www.truejoyexperience.com. That's TrueJoyExperience. So experience without the E.
Yes, True Joy Experience. And on there, you can be able to see her next upcoming event, her next travel itinerary, and then, you know, and be able to sign up so that you can go ahead and experience True Joy as well. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to go in and to talk about the Why Be Bothered movement. Like, this right here, it just rocked my whole soul when you told me about it. So let's take a break, and then we'll just come back with the good stuff. Welcome to Grindology. Once again, I'm your host, Lisette Herndon, and we're so stoked right now. I got to drink me a little squig of water. Yes, I did say squig. But why? Why are we so happy? Why are we so excited? Once again, I am starting and launching my first radio show, Grindology, and I got my girl, Miss Yana Banks, Miss YB. Bothered. Oh my God, Yana. Like, why be bothered? Like, where did that come from? Like,
through frustration.
Tell the truth.
Why be bothered came through frustrations, and it was a conversation me and a good friend was having, and I think we both were venting.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just like, why be bothered? And I was like, yeah, why be bothered with all the BS with this? So that's how it really was created. It was a phone conversation,
mm-hmm.
and we were venting and we were frustrated. So it really just came with the frustrations of everything. So we just started asking, like, why be bothered? Like,
yeah.
Why be bothered with something that you don't have to be? Like, why do we continue to be bothered with drama? Why do we continue to be bothered with the BS?
Absolutely.
You know, why do we continue to be bothered with low credit scores and debt? So it was just a lot of things. And I was tagging it, but I didn't think to do like a t-shirt or a baseball cap,
right,
and stuff like that. So that's really how Why Be Bothered came along. So even though I have the Instagram page as Girl Why Be Bothered, it's not just all about women, because men get frustrated too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know? So that's why I have it as Why Be Bothered and Girl Why Be Bothered, because I have a lot of male friends as well too, and brothers, so I want them to be able to rock my t-shirt as well.
Absolutely.
You know, they're not going to rock it and say girl. First thing, like, oh, yeah, I say girl when I'm wearing it.
Yeah, you said the first thing. And that is so true, because here's the thing, like, and this is like the perfect segue into like our five topics. But in order to be successful, You have to know what to be bothered with and what not to be bothered with. You got to know what to accept, who to accept in your circle, and who not to accept in your circle, because it can really make or break your progress. So, like, I, like, totally rock with the Why Be Bothered movement. And it's just so, like, it's just so slick, guys. When I say slick, I mean smooth, that YB is Yana Banks, right? So it's just like when she coins the whole thing, like, she always come up with these. Like, it's like God always downloads this stuff into her, and I'll be like riding right with it. And I mean, one of the things she posted and on her Instagram was, and that really stood out for me that morning when she posted it, was, why be bothered with fear? That one really, like, resonated, considering the fact that, okay, like, I'm about to start this show, I'm about to, you know, launch out here, because I'm going to tell you guys, really, if anybody knows me, they know I am a behind-the-scenes person.
Yes,
I like to work behind the scenes. Like, Yana, I'm a troubleshooter by nature. I'm an analyzer by nature. Sometimes, like, if any of my my work family is listening right now, they know, like, Lissette is always an analytical person. So I like being behind the scenes. But in order for me to make a significant impact, because I like sitting behind the scenes and just watching everybody else bloom, but to make a significant impact and inform and help others and realize that, you know, they can be able to pursue what they're called to do, I had to come out of fear. I had to come out of fear about, you know, how I felt about myself, how I worried about anybody else and how they feel about me. So let's talk about that one particular post. Like, you know, and you posted it, like, maybe, like, yesterday, if not the day before yesterday.
About the fear?
Yeah.
So the fear is, why we bother with fear? I mean, as an entrepreneur, or you get started, whether you're an entrepreneur or an aspiring entrepreneur, you come across the fear.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, most of us have fear of, will it work?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Or will they buy? Or some people
don't
are...
make me throw this bottle. I'm crying.
Have a concern of... what people think. So some people a lot of people haven't grew out of what people think of them or how they see them. So you hold yourself back from doing what you want to do because you have a fear of what other people think of you, what they're going to say, if your family's going to agree to it, if they're going to doubt it. So it's like you have to gain confidence within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So in business, a lot of people start businesses, but you have to have personal development.
Absolutely.
So a lot of people have started business, but they don't even know who they are.
Oh.
Yet. So you have to gain.
Don't make me fall off this chair, Yana.
You
I'm
have
telling
to gain
you, is that the truth? Is that the truth?
Yeah. So it goes hand in hand, but most people don't really want to invest. And investing is not about just buying the product to sell to people.
Absolutely.
Because people buy people. So everybody, you know, you may have a huge family. You may have a huge set of friends. But at the end of the day, if you want other people to buy, they need to know you. And if you don't have a great personality, you know, that kind of, it might hurt it.
Yes.
Because if you don't have the right attitude, it can help you or it can hurt you. It just really depends. But once you know who your avatar is or who your client is, you know who you're going after, and maybe that will help.
Absolutely.
But we have to overcome the fear. And I think I said yesterday, I'm not going to say it on the radio, but the F-E-A-R was F everything and run. So, like, put it behind you and do what you need to do.
She's going to put that on the t-shirt, and I'm going to rock it. I'm letting you guys know now, I am going to rock it. But that is absolutely true. And see, what people fail to realize is that you're called to serve a specific person, a specific client, a specific type, a specific group. mm-hmm. you know, and but in order for you to know exactly who you're called to serve,
exactly.
you have to know yourself. You have to get to that point where, like Yana said, you have to go into some professional, personal development, not professional, personal. Because personal will tell you exactly where your boundaries are. It'll tell you where your faults are, the things you need to work on. It will show you you the more you work on yourself. See, this is the thing that I love, right? Everybody is an expert. Like the way everything is going now today, everybody has a podcast. Everybody has a conference or something that they're selling. Everybody's an expert. But what are you actually giving? Are you giving people quality your quality skill set, or are you giving them a piece? Now, one of the things I have to, you know, I'm the type of person, I'm going to be real and upfront. When I first started with Yana Banks and we first started kicking off stuff, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I was that one, like, you know, I knew what I knew, but I wasn't effective in what I knew. And I think that was the key, is just to be able to work with individuals like Yana to say, okay, wait a minute. Listen, I can't never get in contact with you. I can't never. I text you. You don't even answer. I know you on Facebook. I seen you a minute ago on Facebook. But it was just to that point that when you're trying to juggle so much, you end up being mediocre. So you have to be able to find that one particular skill set, but you have to find yourself. You have to work on those things. How many people who want to be entrepreneurs out there, but you procrastinate?
Yeah.
Purposely procrastinate on purpose. You know that you put a lot of stuff off, and then when you communicate and you say, oh, yeah, I was going to do that, or I'm about to do that, and, you know, that was one of the things that, you know, by Yana being not only my friend, but being, you know, my personal coach, it was like one of those things that she helped mold when it came to how I expressed myself and how I expressed my brand, you know. And as she was growing and developing, you have to have, see, here's the thing, guys, you got to have people that are on your side that as they're growing and developing, if they see the potential in you, they're going to take you to those levels too.
Yeah.
They're going to grow and develop with you. They're going to see, like, okay, I know she has all this skill. They're going to empower you, you know?
But that's another thing that's important, and I've been going live about that pretty much all week, and that is who's around you, you
mm-hmm.
know? Who's pushing you, who's motivating you? Because we all need someone who's going to take us to that next level.
Mm-hmm.
But as entrepreneurs, some entrepreneurs don't like their self-constructive criticism. They get offended by it.
Oh,
and so you have to know who's around you so you won't get offended about if someone is trying to help you grow.
Absolutely.
Because you helped me, but I also see so much potential in you. But like you said, you're behind the scenes, but you got to get out of here because you worth so much more than to be behind the scenes.
I promise you said that to me. I promise you said that to me. She said that to me, guys. I'm letting
you
know that.
So you have to know what's around you. And lately, all my lives this week, it was the focus was on who's around you. Is it good energy? Is it bad energy? Are they draining you? Because somebody can drain you and distract you from your entire day. And they're draining you.
I'm telling you the truth, guys. I'm telling you.
They're draining
y'all
you with their bull
the
crap. So guess what? Now that energy has fell on you,
yeah.
and it threw you off. So now your day is on, and you realize you haven't did anything, but you aggravated. So that's like me. When I start my morning, I may make a post, but just because I make a post, that doesn't mean that I'm ready to socialize and talk. So that's my time of meditating. That's my time of eating breakfast because I have to go to a cycle class that I enjoy going to.
Yeah.
So I don't need a distraction for you to throw me off because I got to focus on these 45 and 10 minutes.
That I won't be doing. I'm talking about when you see her on this, if anybody ever seen this video, Yana Banks on this cycle, and the instructor is like, they like going at it, like, you know, 90 miles an hour. That's the way it looked like to me. And, yeah, like, you got to get up and get down. So I understand, like, you have to prepare your day. You have to prepare your mindset to be able to handle the tasks that you need to do.
And
you're
going to have people who don't understand it. They'll eventually gravitate to it. You know, they'll respect it. But you have to get people to treat you how you want to be treated, too.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it does matter what's around you because as an entrepreneur, your brain never stops working. You always got an idea. It always comes up probably 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know, so you have to have who's around you to push you.
Yeah.
You know, I have someone around me to push me. I have a couple of people to push me where some days I do want to give up. And then it's like, no, you can't give up.
Absolutely.
So it really does matter the people that you have around you. Everybody is not for you, and that's fine. And once you learn everyone is not for you, it's okay. Just move right along. Get out of the way.
Did you guys hear that? Why be bothered with individuals? If they don't rock with you like that, then it's okay that they don't rock with you like that. That means that you are designed to be in a specific group with a specific circle that's going to give you that particular energy. I mean, that is bananas, guys. I'm like, that is like the
Okay, I recently told a client, a business, a coaching client just recently, it's true. It's a true thing. If you're around 5 millionaires, you're more than likely to be the 6th. And it's the reason being is because you pick up on what they're doing.
Oh my
so
God.
Therefore, you want to do what they're doing. So you're going to either learn it or you're going to stick with that person so you get it. So it goes the same way with bull crap. If you're around bull crap, that's what's going to always come to you, bull crap. So at what point in your life do you disassociate yourself with that? So only you can determine which way you want to go. So if you can't say you want better today, but you're still doing whatever.
Absolutely.
Well, you got to stop if you're going to, you know, make a change in yourself. So.
Yes. That's
but it's a shift
key.
In mindset.
Yes. That's a major key, guys. I'm letting you know that is a major key. Who you have around you, what you do, and how you conduct yourself in your day makes a difference. So, like, why be bothered? That's all I'm going to say. I'm just going to pop my shirt and say, why be bothered? So we're going to take a quick break. Oh, Yana, you just said us. I know everybody's, like, blowing up. I want to look at some of the comments of my family out there and the ones that are supporting us. Thank you so much. I mean, I just thank you for watching us. We can't do it without you. And we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to get back to some more good stuff right here on Grindology.
I got to just do it.
hoping that you guys are getting the positive energy that is coming out of this studio today from none other than YB Bothered, Coach Yana B, Yana Banks. I'm just like, you know, I'm like full right now. I'm ready to go and start another enterprise. Just because, you know, just because I feel energetic. So I hope everybody's out there while you're going through this energy, take the time out, start writing down your plans, and let's make it happen, all right? So let's go into our real topic. The five things that we should eliminate as entrepreneurs. The five things that we should eliminate as entrepreneurs. Because, like, if you want to be a successful entrepreneur, if you want to be someone who really wants to see the results of your work, there's just things you have to drop. And I think that was the whole premise of, you know, just thinking about this, why be bothered, once Yana told me about it. I'm like, okay, I need Coach Yana B to tell me and tell us, the whole Grindology family, what should we eliminate? So she sent them to me. So I thought, I was like, you sent it to me already. She was like, you sent it to me. So,
but it changes so much. So it's like,
a lot of stuff.
It is. So it's like either we could, well, I don't know.
Let's do this. You talk about the ones that's coming off your off the dome, because she freestyling right now, y'all. Like, you know, she's like totally unscripted, but if you know Yana Banks, that's how she rolls. And then we'll touch on those particular areas.
Well, one thing as an entrepreneur, I believe that a lot of people think Google could make their whole business, meaning that you're going to research everything. Now, don't get that twisted. You can research, but at some point, you have to invest.
Absolutely.
So a lot of people want to Google, and that's fine, but you cannot Google the entire business. At some point, you're going to have to invest, and you a coach, you're going to have to invest in someone. And I always tell people, follow someone that attracts you. Maybe they're doing the same thing you're doing, or you want to do something similar. If they're having webinars, then everything can be free, so you may have to buy their webinar to learn, but don't try to Google your entire business because you fail to invest in yourself.
Absolutely.
You know, how much are you worth? How much is your business worth? Because when you get through, you want people to pay you.
Absolutely.
So if you're investing, if you want to do everything free, and if it's somebody that's looking at it and you have a price, why should somebody buy from you?
Absolutely.
When you just didn't want to pay for anything. Like,
right.
You have to consider all that when you're going into business and being an entrepreneur. And some people give out a lot of free things and a lot of free master classes, and they give you just enough. But so that's what I mean. At some point, invest.
Yeah.
You know, start saving that money. You know you're going into a business, so start saving that money for that, because particularly that particular person that you're watching, them because you like what they're doing.
Absolutely.
So it's something that they're offering, but don't get frustrated because they want $197 or $297. Trust and believe it.
Especially if you can afford it.
Right, because they paid into it too.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. and that's really key. Now here's the thing, guys, like, when it comes to, you know, like budgeting and doing that, and we'll talk about finances on another show, because that's a whole other different show by itself. But the key thing here is that you do have to invest in yourself. Now, here's the thing. Do you have to pay $5,000 and $10,000 to get some of that information? No. When I started out, I Googled everything. But the more time that it takes for you to research and identify those particular things that are pertinent to your particular business, it takes a lot of time. Some people got time and no money, and some people got money and no time.
Yes.
So they have to be able to, you have to be able to find that particular balance. You have to be able to identify what specifically you should invest your money in when it comes to your growth or your brand. You can't just, you know, because people will sell you the world. You get on there and you get that introduction, and yeah, the honest to God truth, there are some people, like, when they give you something free, it's the bait. They bait you in.
Exactly.
And then when they bait you in, you have to realize whether or not what they have to offer is pertinent to you. Is it beneficial? Is it going to help me grow? Is it going to really give me some strategic information that I can use to grow? But if they charge you $5,000 and they give you something that you could have found from Google, I don't know. You know, like, I have to, like, you, but it comes with growth, though, because you do have to.
But you have some people who are bad to it because the higher price makes you feel like, oh, this is going to do it.
Yeah.
So, you know, you do have it.
Yeah. And then some people, like, you know, I feel like this too, because I also feel like when it came to, like, you know, Yana Banks, she has a credit solution entity that comes with True Joy Experience. And, like, when you compare, because, like, I feel like this, every good person is going to, you know, solicit different prices and see what they can get. So, like, if I'm looking at, like, your price as it relates to, you know, credit repair and doing those particular things, and I compare it to somebody else, I'm like, okay, it's worth that. You know, one, why? Because your personality, I trust you. I trust what you say. I trust the information you give me because, you know, we've done business before, but you've never, you know, failed to give me the wrong answer. And it's not to say that that doesn't happen, but it just says that to establish an honest rapport with an individual, that makes a difference, because then you want to spend with somebody you know that's going to put in the work. And when it comes to investing, make sure, guys, that you are investing in yourself the right way. Some people only got $5 in their pocket. Can you still start a business? Yeah, you just got to use what you got to get what you want. Man, I just went straight at the Players Club. I'm so sorry. I just went off. But either way, it's just Dana's back here laughing at me because I just went all the way in. But I was just saying that to say that, you know, you can start with the vision. I just really believe that when you just take the action, when you make the necessary steps, the door is open. Sometimes people give you $1,000 worth of information, and I have gotten that from you, where, you know, at the right time and the right connection, I was able to get the information that I needed to be able to grow and develop. And then, you know, when it comes to the point when you do get on, you might want to fall into that particular person. But that's how you establish a network. That's how you establish, you know, connections with individuals where you can be able to grow. Like Yana said, like, you know, if you're around surrounded by millionaires, you know, you're going to, 9 times out of 10, you're going to be a millionaire too.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful. One of the things I am thankful for is that, you know, to have these type of connections. You know, I feel like everyone should really have a discernment over who is in their circle. You have to be able to see it. Sometimes we might not be millionaires, but I know that we're going to the same path,
right,
and we're taking the same direction. So let's talk about another one.
So the second one I say to eliminate as entrepreneurs is when you're going into business, don't start a business based off the amount of people that you know as far as family and friends. And that is because so many people get caught up in I have a lot of friends, I got a big family, so it's this, and the other. But then when they come to social media and post it, they don't get all these likes, or they don't get all these shares. So now you get the next post, they ain't feeling it, because I know you saw this, but nobody likes to share, but when I post this. So when you're starting a business, never start a business based off you know a lot of people.
No,
start this business off because this is what's in your heart. This is what's in your passion. And, you know, you want to make a difference. Like, have another goal other than I know a lot of people.
Absolutely.
Because that can kind of hurt your feelings in the process. Because when you realize that them one or two or three or four, five or six people not supporting or liking, you get caught up in your feelings.
Absolutely.
And as a business entrepreneur, you really don't have that much time to be caught up in your feelings.
Yeah.
So that's my second one. Don't start a business based off you you got 100 family members and
you got 50
friends, or you got, you know, just don't start it. I'm not saying that they won't support, but it's, I see it all so much that that's why I'm going to, I'll speak on it.
I mean, that is so true. Like, how many people out there, like, when you post something positive, you might get one or two likes. But if you post something dramatic, like, you know, a fight or something, like, controversial or messy, you, everybody wants to follow it. Everybody wants to respond to it. And I think that when it comes to where you go, you know a lot of people. But a lot of people, they sit in the back so that they can be able to see the progress. And then once they see the progress, then they start connecting with that particular process. Oh, it really did work. And then they come to you and say, oh, I knew you could do it. I knew it. I just knew you was gonna. And I'll be like, oh, okay, I'm glad that you knew that. That means that that was positive energy. But then when I had an event or I had something, you didn't support it. So I'll just say, for people who are actually building a brand, don't get hung up or discouraged by, you know, no one is going to support you. No one is there for me. No one came to my event. No one did this. Don't get hung up on that, because who you are specifically called to help and serve, they're going to come. And that's one of the major keys. That's a major key, Yana Banks.
That's just one. The third one, it goes hand-in-hand with the family and friends, because the third one is your feelings and emotions, what I just said. So a lot of people get caught up in their feelings and emotions, and I can't believe he didn't do this, or I can't believe she didn't share this, I can't believe that she didn't like this, I can't believe she didn't buy this boat. We get caught up in our feelings and emotions. So as an entrepreneur, that's something that you're going to have to learn how to gain control of, because you have to keep moving in your business.
Absolutely.
Okay, and it's like, once you recognize it, I don't feel like you should be dwelling on it 30 days.
Yeah.
I don't feel like you should be dwelling on it in 15 days. I don't feel like you should be dwelling on it in 7 days.
Yeah.
So that's where the personal development comes in there, because when you get more confidence in yourself, you know, you have more control of those feelings and those emotions.
Yeah.
So, and then a lot of people want to, because social media is what's hot now, we do a lot of venting on social media. And what happens with some of these entrepreneurs, when they go to venting, sometimes they'll say something that's kind of bad.
Yeah.
And I always wonder, like, do you know you may have rendered a potential client because you met at another person?
Yeah.
Like, at some point, you have, that's why personal development is needed.
Mm-hmm.
So,
absolutely.
So that's the third one. Don't get caught up in your feelings and emotions.
Yeah,
this one question.
Let me see here what we got going on here.
I think
see the third. Don't get caught up in the feelings. I see it now. But I mean, that is the absolute truth. I mean, you should not, you know, take it personal, and you should not get caught up in your feelings when it comes to it, because your feelings have the ability to make or break. You know, like, you don't intentionally mean to communicate, but you have to, as an entrepreneur, you have to be very strategic in how you communicate. You have to be able to keep it, like, straightforward, and you have to be professional. If you get caught into your feelings, sometimes you might cross over into places that you thought was gone. Everything that you thought wasn't there. Like, I thought I wasn't Southside no more, but when someone said, you know, tried to put me out there on blast or whatever, then I went into a whole nother different. Sometimes it's like, you know, me and my husband, as we always talk about, like, at what cost? You know, what you have more to lose. As an entrepreneur, everything that you do is very delicate. Every move, everything that you say is very strategic. You got to make sure that how you communicate, you know, Nathan, you know, get out your feelings. Get out your feelings.
This is Angela says, what are you willing to do to invest in your brand? That was in regards to your first.
Am I willing to do?
No, I guess that was in regards to your first point about being willing to spend the money and invest in.
I mean, to me, for that question, that's kind of a broad.
I think that was follow up to your statement about what you were talking
about. The question is, how much am I willing to invest in my business?
I think it was rhetorical. I don't think she was.
Yeah, and I think that.
I'm trying to ask, because that's an open question. But So therefore, the answer to that is, how much do you think your business is worth?
Mm.
Yeah.
So, you
oh
know,
my God.
That's not a question that I can answer.
Right,
because
right, right.
I'm an entrepreneur. You've never done learning. So if you
right.
feel like you know everything in your business, then you probably will stop investing.
Yeah.
As an entrepreneur, I've been in the game over 10 years. I'm still not done investing because I have a brain that's going to always grow.
Yeah.
It's just like I just birthed Wabi Bob.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? So how much is your business worth to you for you to invest? So if someone is offering something
mm-hmm.
that's 500 or 700, do you think the 700 will help your business? Because it might not help my business.
Absolutely, absolutely. And let me be transparent when it comes to this. When you start out, like, and I can only talk about myself, when I started out as an entrepreneur, I just wanted people to accept my brand. I just wanted people to accept that I knew what I was doing or I knew what I was talking about. And just the energy of being able to help people and be able to just see people grow, I did things and I did it for free. And I, you know, and I just gave it and gave it and gave it away until I started saying, okay, yeah, people are coming, but now they come in from an aspect of just draining me, you know. So now you calling me 5 o'clock in the morning, but if I helped you, you can't throw me $20. You can't throw me nothing. Throw into my life to say that you know what it is. So going back to what Pastor Angela did ask, you know, what is, you know, how do you invest in your brand? What to what extent? And it's just like Yana said, it's the value. What do you think? Sometimes, and I've always said this, in any professional life, in any part of your professional life, whether it's your job, whether it's a nonprofit, whether it's a business, you have two things that you're going for. You're either going for the experience or you're going for the money. Sometimes it's you're there to gain the experience, and it's not going to call. It's not you're not going to get paid anything for it, but you're going in because now you invest in just to be under somebody, just to be girded by somebody, just to be covered by somebody or mentored by somebody. You're going to catch on so that I can learn and understand the ropes. And then when you get to a certain point, a certain level in your life, you're doing it for the money. And that's to take care of your family. That's to build the revenue and to build, you know, build yourself up. You can't have a person, if you're a rookie, you got to prove yourself. You can't go out here and if Yana Bates charged $700 for a consultant fee and I just started yesterday, I'm going to charge $700. You're not part. You haven't fully got into the particular aspect of the game to be able to do that. But as you grow and develop in terms of knowing where your experience is, where your actual value is, it starts to grow. People start putting specific price points on it, and then you start building from there. And I've seen that for me where I started doing websites for $25. Yes, I said $25. And then went from doing it to, you know, now to the point where I know the ins and outs. I know the codes. I know the programming. I know I'm very specific in how I make the design, or, you know, I have a real knack for eyes because I grew in that, but that's all only because I went under somebody and got the experience first. So, I mean, it really determines, you have to determine what area in your professional life you are. Are you in the learning mode, or are you in what I call grind mode? That means now you're ready to build that brand and you're ready to generate revenue so that you can be sustainable. So it makes a difference. It makes a difference. What else you got from the young man?
This, like, they all go hand in hand. I could have gave them all. You can keep going. Because the next one falls right with dealt with the feelings and emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And I see this a lot. And that's the reason why, like, you got to eliminate focusing on who's hating on you. Like, that is, you know, like, for me.
Did y'all hear that?
Yes.
That's real talk.
The hating.
That's real talk.
I'm a firm believer. If you're a business entrepreneur, you're in business, and you're running your business, how do you know you have hate? How? Because if you're focused in your business and you're trying to get to the next level and you're trying to watch something. How do you know him over here hating on you? How,
man.
How do you know that?
Well, when you're busy,
or
you
know. You know that because somebody called and told you that?
Oh, my God.
You know, somebody told. That goes back to who's in your circle. So, that, so you know, a lot of people want to stay the devil busy. It ain't always the devil because it's always who you allow in
your... You
want
to make me throw my phone.
Who you allow in your circle. So, it, going back to that, I see entrepreneurs where their post is more about who's hating on them than what's about your business. So what's your focus? Is it the business or is it the hate?
Is it to show somewhere?
Right. So it's, you know, like if I'm in business and I have several trips to promote, I have these T-shirts to get out. I don't know if you hate on me. If you hate,
I really don't.
Right. If you hate on me, I can't see you because I'm tunnel vision into my business. So I don't know that you hate on me. And this goes to the next thing. If what God has for me, you can't take it away from me, how you focus in on it?
Yes.
How can you focus?
Oh, my God.
Like so many people say, well, God has for me is for me. Okay, you said that, but then in another breath, you said this person's doing X. If God got what's for you, everybody that mimics somebody.
Absolutely.
And it goes back to three. Get out your feelings.
Yeah.
It goes back to three because... Somebody that mimics somebody goes, oh, everybody not reinventing the wheel. So,
yeah.
I just feel like as a business entrepreneur, you do not have time to focus on who hating on you. Your time should be dedicated into you growing the business because you started the business because you wanted to make money, right?
Absolutely.
You started the business because you wanted to take care of your family.
You have a reason.
So, why would a hater, how can a hater just... distraction.
Absolutely.
What is that hater doing? Because if that hater is around you, you allowing that hater around you.
Girl, I was about to push you out the window. I was about to push her out the window. It's like literally, that's so true, y'all. That is absolutely true. Like if you're really, really focused and you're driven and what God has for you, He has for you, then you can't see nothing else. And yes. Haters, or any, I'll tell you like this, negativity is inevitable. You're going to be encountered, engaged in it. Sometimes you're going to be submerged in it. But it's always designed for you to build yourself, build your resilience. You have to know how to be able to just see it and don't see it. You know, but some people, they got to be, I have to be 100. I got to speak my mind. I got to say what's on my mind.
Yeah.
And, but then you're attacking. Yeah. You know, you're attacking.
I don't believe in clearing the air. You know, I really just don't. I don't believe in clearing the air because whatever problem you have with me, that's your problem. It's not my problem. I'm okay with y'all. You're not okay with y'all.
Right.
You know, I'm okay with myself because that's my level of confidence.
Absolutely.
And then it goes back to the personal development.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to clear the air, and I'm not going to be up for the great debate. I'm not going to argue. I'm not going to do it. I don't have the time because I'm trying to level true joy.
Absolutely.
So I don't have the time to know who's hating on me. I have a full schedule that I need to adhere to.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm working out. I'm doing emails. I'm sending out invoices. I don't know if Lissette hates me. I don't. It's really not my
business. I don't hate you.
No, I'm just saying I love you too. I don't have the time
Absolutely. To
focus. If you really, oh, Lissette is doing this to me. Oh, she said I don't have the time.
Man, all I can do is be like, you know, I can only give you my testimonies, guys, and tell you like there was a time where like. You know, I was caught in my feelings. But see, here's the thing. It's not just individuals that are, like, you know, around you that can really affect you. Sometimes it's your own close personal friends
exactly.
and family and everybody
exactly.
that you thought would ride with you.
Exactly.
So one time I was caught up in my feelings, and I went to my founder. I just want to shout out Tyro Muse. That's my founder, Dr. Tammy McCurry. I want to shout out to my Tyro Mute Beta Alpha Gamma family. I just got to shout out to you. But when I talked to Doc and told her, I'm like, I'm in my feelings about this. You know, I don't know how to effectively handle my emotions. Because you're going to get to a point in your journey, professionally, in your life, where what you used to do doesn't work. And then you don't know what you should do in order to progress because you've never been there. So you know that I don't want to go back to acting the way that I used to act or conducting myself the way that I used to conduct myself, or like Yana said, clearing the air and just speaking my mind. I want to progress. I want to put everything that I used to do to, you know, keep me bound. And when I'm frustrated, now I'm going to a cigarette. Or when I'm frustrated, I go to drinking, and I'm drinking heavy. I go to turning up. I don't want to go back to those things to handle my emotions when I'm stressed. So how do I handle it? And my founder, she said, well, you gotta be assertive with your feelings. And when she said that, at first I was like, what do you mean you gotta be assertive with your feelings? But it's just what you're saying. Assertive is taking your feelings and taking that energy and pushing it and allowing it to push and drive into what you're called to do. If I'm affected by, you know, my husband saying something at the wrong time to me, and now I'm frustrated, and now I can't, you know, do it. And I know he's looking like, why I got to be put in it? Why I got to be the one? But it's like, you know, you have to take that energy and make it like that rocket fuel to put your things on point. Instead of sitting there sulking and saying, oh, God, and now you're in a corner about it. And I have been there, so I'm not, you know, anybody who's in a corner right now, I'm not calling you out because I've been there in that corner. But eventually, you're going to have to get out that corner. Eventually, you're going to have to move forward, and you can't turn around. You can turn around, but how would it benefit you? So you got to know how to be assertive with your feelings. You got to know how to take that particular energy, and instead of putting it, putting somebody on blast on social media, or besides, you know, making your whole day funky, take it and make it work for you, you know, because all things work for good. That I heard that somewhere, you know, but all things work for good. So that means that if it's negative energy, I'm going to turn it into a positive. I'm not exactly going to go in and just dwell on it. But it's hard. Sometimes you it's easier said than done.
Yeah. But that's the key right there, the dwelling. You dwell too long.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I mean,
long, right? So that's what I mean by
this is from experience, guys. This is not from like
right.
just saying you, or just saying me. You dwell too long.
Dwell too long because again, you go back to the feelings / emotions.
Absolutely.
You got caught up in your feelings, so now you know. You either grab a pillow, you in bed, whatever. You emotionally eating, you emotionally not eating, you emotionally drinking.
Check all them off my list.
So we dwell too long, and that's why I said what I said. I don't dwell 30 days. I don't dwell 15 days. You get about 48 hours, and that's too long to live rent free in my head.
Was there ever a time where you did dwell in that?
I used to.
Did you change that?
Because I shift my mindset on to focus more on me and what I was doing. Because I realized I could not get caught up in my feelings about what somebody said or what somebody is doing. Because I got something that I want to birth. I got something that I need to get out.
Yeah.
So right now, it's probably been a long time because, you know, after the death of my mom, a lot of stuff really didn't matter because I looked at stuff like I lost a whole mother, so it don't really bother me. You know, I'm not going to trip with you, but, you know, but it, again, I had personal development too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I'm perfect Patty. I'm far from perfect Patty. No, that's not me because there was a time people tell me now that I'm so humble and I'm so approachable. And I know 15 years ago I wasn't.
I know, like a couple of years ago, I'm just saying.
And then it's like the whole clear the air in business. You might clear the air, but you clear the air professionally. You don't clear the air by calling people out.
That's a major key, guys.
You don't
That's
call.
A major key.
You know, you could say some stuff, but you don't have to curse. You can do it professionally,
yes.
But you have to learn it.
Yes. And that is so true. That is so true. And it does come, guys, let me tell you something. It does come with development. It comes with time. It comes with realizing, you know, you have to really kind of like, identify and mark your steps. And it, you have to get, for me, like I said, I'm analytical. So I trace my results with my actions. If I was acting like this a particular way and in a particular way and it did not produce the type of fruit that I was looking for in any part of my life, professionally, at my job, you know, in my marriage, anything, I had to stop and say, okay, how do I have to, you know, I got to readjust it. I got to change something. And it's not always easy. You know, it's not, it's difficult to change things that you are so used to. And see, and I think that's the, like, we really getting down to the nitty gritty right now when it's coming to eliminate stuff. I mean, that's different.
But that goes back to the mindset. How bad do you want to shift your mindset?
How bad?
Like, you are in control of shifting your mind and what you allow around you and what you want to do and how you want to do it, how you want to be seen. Like, how do you want people to see with it?
Yeah.
How do you want people to see y'all in the bank?
Yeah.
So it came with a shift of mindset.
Yeah.
But you have to be open-minded and willing to accept that information in.
Yeah.
So a lot of people are not open-minded.
Real talk.
And they won't grasp it because, like you said, they stuck in their ways. So everything is a defense.
Mm-hmm.
So now that's where the argument comes from or the debating comes from because they got to defend themselves. Or
I promise you that and, you know, and when I'm speaking, you know, as you're speaking that, I all I can think about is that's where I was. You know, like you can't take a critical, conversation or, you know, criticism about specific things. You want to be defensive. You want to know everything. And I'm telling you guys, like, this is not, like, the ones, like, because, see, here's the thing. I know we got people out here right now. If it's resonating in your spirit really bad and you feel like, okay, they talking about me or that, I promise you, that used to be me. I was sitting there like, if I was on this other side right now, probably, like, I want to say maybe about 8 months ago. I probably would have been like, oh, no, they don't know what they talking about. How you going to call me?
But that's when you have your circle that you vent to.
Man.
You have to have.
Man.
I have my people.
Thank God for my
I'm not
circle.
I'm not going to say I'll vent.
Oh, no.
I just don't vent on Facebook. And
no.
I just feel like some things that's on Facebook, if you shouldn't even put on Facebook, like, people are just gone over Facebook. Everything is social media, and I'm just like,
it's a low budget reality show. That's so sad. It could be a low budget reality show, real talk. But I mean, but you can use it for your advantage, or you can like straight like let it just expose all your little bad stuff. And, you know, and without nobody fixing it. I mean, because look at it this way. We have successful, you know, celebrities, successful entrepreneurs who, you know, the minute that they say the wrong thing or the minute that something comes out wrong, you got, like, we might be talking about auntie and our sister talking crap, but you got millions of people who don't know you coming down on you and just, you know, making that prejudgment about your life, you know, and with social media, with media in general, that's one of the things that, you know, you have to, as an entrepreneur, you have to be very critical about. I mean, it can make or break you, or it can make you feel like what you said was wrong. Sometimes you can feel too comfortable and say the wrong thing and be put out there, like, you know, what's his name? This was the guy that was in the UK, and he put the baby, the royal baby, out as a monkey, and they had the disc jockey.
Yeah.
He put the royal baby out there as a monkey, and he lost his whole job about it, you know. And for him, he thought it was a joke, you know. He thought he was just being funny, you know. And when you deal with social media, the perception of everything, just, you know, it's what you believe and then what the perception of the other person or your viewers believe. So when we talk about the aspect of eliminating, and then we're going to go into a break, but when we talk about the aspect of eliminating things, it doesn't feel good. It hurts. It's almost like you hoard your feelings. You hoard the things that's important to you. You hoard your vision. You hoard everything that's going on inside of you. And then when somebody comes in, y'all seen that the sitcom, the episodes where the hoarders come in and they start tearing stuff out of them. And then people get real offended. They wanted that old 3-year-old bag of McDonald's still sitting there in the corner because they felt comfortable about it. But for me, you already know it ain't nothing but junk. Take it out. So let's go ahead. We're going to have a break, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to get into it some more, and I'm going to look at some of these posts because I can't talk and look at the same time, baby. I'm going to have to get this whole thing with my mind just on it. Thank you. I mean, I'm like, I see it, but like, Yana has drenched us. That's why I call her. Coach Yana V. Everybody who knows her knows exactly how she is. And, you know, just to be able to be there and see your walk tells me to walk. So that's how it goes. And you got to have every, you got to do, I'm going to do it in my, I'm going to get you stuck. Every good entrepreneur needs a Yana B. That's all I'm just saying. Every good entrepreneur got one. That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
That is awesome. So, like, now we like, you know, as we closing down, guys, like, you know, I'm just thankful. I can't say it. I'm just going to keep saying I'm thankful. Hey, everybody out there, I'm thankful for you to come in and listen. And for anyone who just, you know, you need this information, you know, this is like the groundbreaking part, phase of the whole thing, breaking up all of these, this monotony that we have going on, because sometimes we get into a nice little standstill with everything. So we broke up some stuff today, and now we're going to be able to lay that foundation smooth and get you building and get you working on your visions and getting these nonprofits and social enterprises started and getting these small businesses and getting your careers on the next level. We trying to hook you up like a battery. We trying to be the source for this information. So I'm just so thankful for my guest Yana Banks. I mean, Yana is like I said, I can keep talking about it, but everybody on her end knows, and everybody who knows me and has ever worked with me knows exactly how I am. But let's talk about the upcoming event that's about to happen this Saturday.
Yeah. So the event this Saturday is Double Dutch.
Oh my God.
So we're taking it back old school. Now I did it, I think 3 or 4 years ago. We did it in Union Park. But this time I collaborated with a young lady. I always mispronounce her name, so if she catches this live, she'll correct me. But her name is Dara Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
And we're doing it at Fuller Park, 331 West 45th Street.
Oh, my God.
So we, it's open to the public. It's free. We have T-shirts for sale, but it's really old school. We play all the Double Dutch.
Oh, we're going to be in there like 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. I know everybody out there who know how to do Double Dutch. 506, 07, 08.
So, yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4. I mean, you got to get it. It's a groove with it. But, I mean.
But that's really when, if you think about Double Dutch, when we were coming up, Double Dutch is what brought us outside.
My God,
that's what brought girls together.
The good Double Dutch.
Yeah.
You know. Dana was talking about, one of his guests was talking about, I remember having to invest in a good Double Dutch rope. The good Double Dutch rope is the clothesline rope. That's the one that, like, if you got in trouble, that same rope that you came in the house with, you got the butt whooped with. Now, anybody who ever got a whooping with a Double Dutch rope, your life has been changed since. But, I mean, that's one of the things, just bringing it back to old school, getting our kids, you know, like, out of social media all the time, out of the video games, and back outside, back out doing the things that made us, you know, what we love to do.
So we're going to have a DJ, we're going to have snacks, we're going to have water, we'll have T-shirts on, we'll have these T-shirts as well as the Double Dutch T-shirt for sale, and black girls can still jump.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be all the game. So not just Double Dutch. You got 1, 2, 3 salami. You got
Oh, my
team.
God. I think
you
I
got
was like a champion. I think I got a trophy on salami.
You got the Chinese roll. Mm-hmm. So it's just a lot of different, bringing it back from 12 to 3, just about having fun. And from my understanding, the weather is supposed to be great.
Oh,
so if there's any men that's listening on my live or on the internet, I've been asking gentlemen to come out and support us.
Come out, guys.
We want you to be our cheerleaders. Cheers on, because
we need some cheerleaders.
Well, you can jump. If you jump rope, if you're a man and you jump rope, you can jump. But it will be nice for you to cheer us on, because you know, a lot of us is in our 30s. Did he say no? Did that say no? But fun. It's all in fun if you want to have fun. Like, I'm all about fun.
Yes.
I'm all about fun. So I thought it would be nice for our men to come out and support us in jumping rope.
Oh,
yes.
Don't laugh and say these girls still got it. We can still jump rope.
Yes, baby. I think I can still do it. I think my good knee. I might have to put on that knee brace. Anybody out there who got to put on the knee brace before you get it, because you've been to jump, and when you sit in the car, you ain't going to be able to get out the car. So, I know. But, see, this is one of the things that the reason why I wanted Yana to talk about the Double Dutch process, because, one, that's one of the projects that we actually had worked on. This was in her spirit a long time ago. And just to see that she's out here and she's actually doing it. So when you're an entrepreneur, not only are you, like, out here and you're generating revenue, but you're going back into your community. And that's one of the elements in terms of Grindology that I truly believe in, is social enterprise and sowing back into your communities by putting it, you know, what God is blessing you with, back into the community so that the kids and, you know, our youth can be, like, rejuvenized about our actions. We are the vessels. You know, we bring in the revenue, which I feel like should be one of the major reasons why you start a small business or why you start a nonprofit. And, you know, and just so, you know, and it's something just as small as getting Double Dutch ropes and going out into the park can be a huge impact on the lives of young women and young men, you know, and it really sends an awesome message. That's why I support Yana Banks. That's why I support her vision, because not only are we doing what we have to do to make the moves and grinding to make the moves, but we're also giving back and sowing into our community so that our children, we can leave legacy for our children and our children's children. I heard that from somewhere, Dana. Mm. I heard it from somewhere.
Okay.
But we all know where we heard it from. But I mean, it makes a difference. It really does, and I'm so thankful about that. So I'm gonna be out there. I think I'm gonna do single. I don't think I'm gonna do a double Dutch. But okay. But I'm left-handed, so I tend to be double-handed a little bit. I tend to be like, well, you know. So I don't know.
Yeah, that's just one of the events.
Nope.
Yeah, so tell. You're so crazy. You want to put that in there? He's crazy. You don't know what double-handed is?
I saw you turn like
this. Oh, he really don't roll. I need you out there.
Oh, he's going to be so ready.
I need you out there.
But, so tell us about some of your other events. Because, like, not only is Yana Banks, you know, in the community jumping rope and full of park, but she got events going on where you're traveling.
Okay, so the event Saturday, that's the Double Dutch. And from there, I have multiple traveling that's going on the remaining of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So just to give you a brief of all of them, I'm going to run them down. So July 4th through the 8th, we'll be in New Orleans for the Essence Fest. So it's just been announced that Michelle Obama will be in New Orleans. So I'm pretty sure she'll be speaking at the convention center, which I love the convention center. So that's July 4th through the 8th. I don't have any space left for that. Sold out from that. So that's July 4th through the 8th. Then July 26th through the 28th, we go to Cincinnati, which is the Music Jazz Fest. I still have a few rooms and tickets for that. But that's the end of July. That's a two-day weekend, and it's Friday and Saturday. They just included Thursday maybe a couple of years ago, and it's their hip-hop night. And I think this year Hip Hop Night is Kid Capri, Slick Rick, and I forget the third person. But after we come from Cincinnati, from August 22nd through the 26th, we're going up to Jamaica for 4 days.
What part?
Montego Bay.
And
for a 5-star adult only resort. So that's August. Then from September 16th through the 23rd, we're going to Paris and London for 8 days, I believe. We start off in London and we catch the train over to Harris. And I have it announced. So because I put save the date maybe 2 days ago on my Facebook page, save the date from November the 7th through the 11th, I'm taking my tribe to Punta Cana. We're going to go to Dominican. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be the grand finale for the year for True Joy, will be Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. That is not on the website yet, but if you have the website, it will be posted. And I am accepting a $50 deposit to secure it. I believe the price was $12.75 per person, and it includes everything, your flight, your hotel, the taxes, the transfer.
Oh, wow.
And the hotel is another adult-only hotel, and it's all-inclusive, so that means your drinks and your food. So that's November 7th through 11th. So if you're not passport ready,
I suggest
everybody to get passport ready if you want to travel with True Joy, because
yes,
at the beginning of 2020 of March, we're cruising to Honduras and Belize.
Oh my God, Honduras. I mean, like, it's really going down, guys. Like, you really, like, get your passport ready. You want a True Joy experience? She making moves and she's traveling. I'm going to be like right there. I don't know. I'm going to try to see where we're going to go, Mr. Hurton. We're going to have to put something on that itinerary real shortly. And then I want to say, like, you know, I mean, I always say that I want to be like my coworker. She's a travel bug, Annie. Mm-hmm. She goes to Antarctica and all the crazy places. And I'll be like, girl, I want to scratch something off of my list right here. Put something on my checklist.
Yeah.
So go to True Joy Experience. That's True Joy with an experience with an X.com. And you will be able to see everything that Yana has on our itinerary if you want to travel, if you want to, you know, move forward. Or if you just want to experience any of what Yana Banks has. I mean, that right there is phenomenal. That's phenomenal. So, like, let's talk about some of your tags. Like, how can we connect with Yana Banks? Where can we see her on a Black Planet? I mean, on Black Planet.
Black Planet on social media. Facebook is my name, Yana Banks, YonaBanks. My business page is True Joy Experience. TrueJoy together.
Absolutely.
With the experience. And then on Instagram, it's at girl_YBBottle. So that's GIRL_YBBOTHERED. And then you have my other Instagram, I'm Yana B. I am, not I am, but I am, Y-O-N-E. Some people put in the I am, and I'm like, I didn't put the A.
I always do that, too. I made that mistake the other day.
I know. I'm thinking about changing it, but I'm not sure. Just shut the
whole page, man. But that's awesome. So if you want to ever get in contact or connect with Yana B, if you need a coach like my coach, then, you know, you definitely connect with Yana B. And, you know, as always, you can always connect with Grindle Inc. Our Facebook page is grindle.co, and then our Instagram is grindleology. And then if you ever want to get on and take a look at the website, you can go to www.grindle.co, grindle with an L.co, and just take a look at us and see if you like what you see. And then we go from there. And I'm just so, like we're closing out, guys. I am, like, so excited because we have officially came to the end of my first show, Grindology. I just like to thank all my family. I like to thank my first, I want to give honor to God, who's the head of my life. Oh, hey. See, that's how you got to close out now. That's how you have to close out. And I like to just thank God for all, like, my husband, my family, my children, my 7 children, guys. So, like, all 7 of you babies, I just like to say hi. Mommy, say hi. And also want to just, you know, thank. I'm looking at myself on this page. I just It was just too much. And my greater love, greater works family, Pastor Robert and Angela L. Johnson, those are my coverings, and I thank God for them and everything that they do to push me to the levels that God has seen in them and push it out of me. I also like to thank God and thank my new family, my TTLO family, TTLO Media Group, taking the limits off. We're going to take the limits up off of you real soon. Like, I feel it. I feel it out there. I feel like y'all being motivated. And then I just want to say thanks, hey, to my soror, Tyro Muse. Gotta put that out there. So that's my sisters. Love you. Love every one of you. Love this and my work family. I just thank you guys for my positive energy. You know that my work family, they just pushed me. Like, they just pushed me out there, and, you know, I didn't even want to give it to them. I'm like, that's too much pressure for my director to be on to see me. But hey, Kathy, hey, Ann, hey, Sam, hey, Erica, hey, May, hey, all my family. Like, I'm just calling you all out there. So, hey, everybody, and who you want to thank, Yana?
I just want to thank the Higher Man above, because without him, there is no me.
Without him. That's a real talk.
Because I have to sometimes meditate, and that's what started my day. But I want to thank our each and every family member and friend that I have that's ever supported and those who I don't know that take the time to share stuff, and
thank you.
So I don't have to like ask to share it. If they like it, they just share it. And I'm getting more and more loaded now. I want to thank you for having me on as a guest. Because, you know, this here, being live.
Girl, who you feeling? Like, really. Like, I'm like, feel like, okay, we are actually right here having this conversation. And this is not, like, this is totally out of both of our comfort zones. But when God calls you to do something, you got to get out of that comfort zone and you got to do it. So I'm just going to close out, and I'm just going to say, everybody, I love you, and I'll see you guys next Thursday on Grindology at 7 o'clock p.m. Be there, be square, let's get some information, let's get it, let's grind, let's do things that we're called to do, and let's make progress happen. All right, guys, love you. Make it there at 5, and then I'm going to shoot this way, and I'm going to be there by 8 o'clock.
But you put your flyers out, which was great. The flyer was out, it was good. Tell Andrew not a business.
But she was so
I told her, I said, Andrew, what's that video show?
I'm working one. She was so
tired. I haven't seen her flyers yet.
I told Tanya, I said, Tanya, you'll never have to worry about that again. And then I